In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies. And grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
First, there was Hurricane Harvey. And then there was Hurricane Irma. And then all those wildfires out in the west. And then that earthquake in southern Mexico. And, of course, the increasing threat of nuclear war with North Korea. And let us not forget the great solar eclipse. Yes, 2017 has so far given us numerous signs of the end times. As Jesus said, of wars and rumors of wars, of earthquakes in various places, of the sun being darkened and the moon not giving its light. The year of our Lord 2017 has been quite a year thus far. And we Lutherans thought it was going to be all about the Reformation. Our first hymn writer, Philip Nicolai, was a Lutheran who kind of thought like that. He was a Gymnasio Lutheran. That means he was a hardcore Lutheran. And he was called to his parish in Germany specifically to defend his flock against the attacks, the theological attacks of Calvinists and harassment by their teacher. And then the plague. It started in the hot summer of 1597, and 6 months later, 1,400 out of the 2,500 inhabitants of his town were dead. Nicolai and his assistant pastor cared for and buried most of them, until Nicolai buried his assistant pastor, too. Dealing with death like this, day in and day out, caused Nicolai to ponder very deeply our Lord's promises of the resurrection of all flesh and the life of the world to come for his people and for himself. And so a year later, he wrote a devotional book titled The Joyous Mirror of Eternal Life. And in it, he included our first hymn. The hymn itself is a joyous mirror. It reflects the joy of a wedding, of our Lord's parable of the wise and foolish virgins at the coming of their bridegroom Jesus. Your lamps with gladness take, alleluia. And the church, the bride of Christ, cries out, Now come, thou blessed one, Lord Jesus, God's own Son, Hail, Hosanna. And so in this year of our Lord, 2017, a year of catastrophe and of death and of Reformation anniversary, the church still sings with joy. Therefore will we eternally sing hymns of praise and joy to thee, we sing.